This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Patrick, middle initial E, like Edward, LaChance. It's L-A, capital C-H-A-N, like November, C-E. Date of birth, April 23rd, 1953. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a consultation for Mr. LaChance, who was sent for evaluation of increased creatinine levels that were noted since October of 2023. Mr. LaChance does have a 5 to 6 year history of long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, specifically Motrin. He used it daily, multiple times a day, for 5 to 6 years for severe hip pain. He did stop that about October of 2023 when his creatinine level was found to be 1.76 with estimated GFR of 41. And now he uses only Tylenol, also some CBD with the THC in it for pain, and that does seem to be helping. He also complains of left ankle pain intermittently. That's exacerbated by walking. He has seen an ankle surgeon, and he does have an ankle brace to use while walking. Currently, he is feeling well, no current headaches or dizziness. He does tend to run low blood pressure usually. He's had a history of near syncopal episodes, most recently after his right total hip replacement. When they stood him for physical therapy after surgery, he almost passed out on them. So he required an extra day of hospitalization until blood pressure and could be stabilized to prevent any kind of syncopal episodes. And that has not happened since the surgery. No chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has intermittent problems with constipation, without blood or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms, no unusual rashes or ulcerations. Past medical history is significant for coronary artery disease, a history of hypertension prior to his open heart surgery, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms, obstructive sleep apnea. He's unable to tolerate a CPAP device, and he's scheduled to have an Inspire device implanted. Also depression and severe anxiety, glaucoma, and chronic long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, 5 to 6 years. Past surgical history, he had a right total hip replacement and 2023, left total hip replacement in 2017. He initially had a cardiac catheterization after an abnormal stress test in 2019, and that they found 3 major blockages in 3 major arteries that were unable to be stented. So the next day he went for coronary artery bypass graft with 3 vessel replacement in 2019, and the vessels were taken from his left leg. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He was exposed to secondhand smoke due to his wife being a heavy smoker, who is now deceased. He rarely consumes alcohol now. He was a heavy drinker previously. He does smoke marijuana and uses THC products. He is a widower since 2022, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, severe peripheral vascular disease, and stroke in his father. His mother had hypertension and high cholesterol, also a history of cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he takes Ativan 1 milligram daily at bedtime. That is rarely used. He's had that prescription since 2022, and he still has medication left. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Latanoprost, 0.2 0.005% drops, one drop to each eye daily at bedtime. CoQ10 is 200 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units monthly. Lipitor, 80 milligram at bedtime. Cialis, 10 milligram daily. Effexor, extended release, 75 milligram twice a day. Wellbutrin is 300 milligram, 1.5 milligram, he takes a 1.5 tablet daily, or 450 milligram daily. Finasteride, 1 milligram daily. And vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram every 2 weeks, injectable. Physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 209, pulse is 79, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70, tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx, uvula is midline, neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no bulges, no pulsatile areas, no ascites. Extremities, there's no edema. The left calf looks slightly larger than the right, but there's no edema on either side. Pedal pulses are 2+, capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds, and toes are slightly cold to touch. Sensation and motion is intact in feet and toes. And lab studies, most recent lab studies were done March 18th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.39 with estimated GFR of 55. Sodium 140, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 28, calcium 9.7, albumin is 4.5, liver enzymes are normal. Previous creatinine 2.6 of 24, 1.35 with GFR 56. 11.1 of 23, creatinine 1.12, GFR 60. 10.4 of 23, creatinine 1.76, GFR 41. 11.14 of 17, creatinine was 1.2 with GFR greater than 60. Hemoglobin on 2.6, 24 is 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets, also normal differential. We don't have a urinalysis. We do have a kidney ultrasound done 10.25 of 23. Right kidney 11.4 centimeters with a simple cyst noted. Left kidney 11.1 centimeters, no cysts, no hydronephrosis. The urinary bladder was mildly thickened with an enlarged prostate and no evidence of urinary retention. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Most likely secondary to long-term exposure to oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And those were stopped in October of 2023. Over time, those drugs are known to cause kidney damage. He may have some irreversible damage, and his current levels may be GFR 55, maybe his new normal. We are going to have him repeat his labs in June of this year, then every 3 months thereafter. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.